Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say, fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's hit the road. Come on, fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
And you're up.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. That clown had knocked over my bike, right?
Yeah.
He's been texting. He's been hiding behind the text. But this guy's name is Kevin Joseph Hewitt. And he lives in Escondido, California. And he's a fucking lying, cheating, not of his word. Oh, I could go on and on. He's just a piece of shit. You know, if I hit your car while it was parked, I make it right. You knock over somebody's bike, and you get out and you're, oh, I'm so sorry, I'll pay, you know, da-da-da. And then you hand me a bunch of paper with different names on it, and everything smells hinky. Do we have to call the police? Yeah, motherfucker, I want a record of this shit. And, I call him, and he tells me, well, there's insurance on the truck now, but let me call you back. Well, I know what he's going to try and do. It ain't going to happen. So, basically, this is the start of week 3. So until I get some satisfaction out of this prick, every show, I'm going to fucking out him as the piece of shit that he is. Sunday,
I don't blame you.
Sunday, I even sent him a text Friday telling him where I would be all day Sunday. I even told him bring the broad that was with him. She has bigger balls than he does, if he's afraid. She got out and started running her mouth. You know, the bags on my bike are $700.
Yeah.
You fucked him up. You fucked up the pipe, you know, by telling me that, well, my attorney says since there's white paint on the right side on the pipe, you were parked in my stall. Well, according to all the pictures and the pictures of my attorney and the two witnesses that said he was going to drive away because they were looking around until I jumped up and ran over there and stopped him from leaving, it took all I had not to fucking, I figured, okay, this is one time I'll do it right. I should have did what I was thinking about doing. But
yeah, I can imagine. Where was that hammer at that moment in time? my God.
So basically, the pictures that I've looked at and everybody else has looked at, it's parked right in the middle of the stall. You know, you're parked and you back out and you swing wide without looking.
Yeah.
That's what he did. I'm sitting there thinking, this fucking guy's gonna hit my bike. Next thing I know, boom. But his name is Kevin Joseph Hewitt. He's the piece of his lives in Escondido, California, and he's ducking me. Threatened me with a club, which I said, which one? What chapter?
Oh my God.
Tell him who I am. Yeah, I guarantee you, they'll tell you to make it right because you fucked up. So basically, he threatened me. Now, he can't afford insurance on a truck. It's not in his name, so he borrowed the truck or whatever. If I borrow your shit and I fuck it up, I fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you tell me, well, I talked to my attorney, motherfucker, you couldn't even afford insurance for the truck. So how the fuck are you going to get an attorney? Anybody that knows me knows I have attorneys at my disposal.
Right.
Very good ones. Very good ones. But that's enough for that prick. I vented enough. I'm not going to give him any more time because he's a piece of shit. But his name is...
Right.
What's his name? Kevin Joseph Hewitt, if you ask. I will repeat it. Joseph Hewitt. He lives in Escondido, California. He's a piece of shit. Pay your fucking bills. Because...
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows.
You know? The problem is...
The big problem, he needs to own up.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line to it. It's a respect thing. Yeah, bottom line to it, cut and dry. He hit the bike. He knocked it down. He damaged it. Pay your bill. You're right. Absolutely. That's it. And instead, he's going to act like a big coward and run around and badmouth you and claim this and claim that and blah, 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 blah. He needs to pay the fucking bill and shut up. That's it.
Well, I want the truth.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
I want the truth. Pay your fucking bills. And I'm not hiding. I can be found anywhere. And if you need to get a hold of me during the day, you go to Kennedy's. You talk to Bill. He'll get a hold of me, and I'll show up. Otherwise, that prick has my phone number, and he's afraid to fucking... He's hiding behind text. Like I said... That fucking broad has bigger balls than he does. Pussy. You know, because...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How was your weekend?
Good. Actually turned out real good.
Awesome. Very good.
Yeah. And, Sunday I was in and out of Bills, and, I waited a little bit, went for a ride. Waited a little bit, went for a ride. Waited a little bit, did some business. Came back, back and forth, back and forth. No response. You know? Because right now, I'm going to steal a line from one of my friends and one of his songs. Absolutely. One of my friends. This is the part of the song this boy needs to understand. Enough said. So how are you?
I'm all right. What's going on with Miss Nora? Is she on tonight?
I'm right here.
All right. What's going on? How's the daughter?
She's scared.
Yeah.
But I told her what you said, and she said, thank you very much. But it still scares her. You know, it's new to her.
It's a cakewalk. When she wakes up afterwards, she'll be like, this is cool. You know, seriously.
Right.
But, I mean, she'll have some discomfort, but nothing, you know. I mean, of course, think the worst, but it's not. It's not bad at all.
No, I know. And I told her, I said, old school way was way worse than this.
Yeah, because they used to make the great big incision across the abdomen and stuff. They don't do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, all her stomach ache issues and all that stuff will be gone. She'll be able to...
She can't wait.
It all makes sense now. But why they didn't look? Cause it's crazy because it's a very common thing after pregnancy to land up with gallstones. You know,
I never even realized that.
Yeah, it's calcium deposits is all it is, and it's like my first gallstone attack was 3 days after my daughter was born, and it lasted for like 10 hours. Yeah, the way I described it to the doctor was I felt like I was in labor all over again, and my doctor was like, I know what's going on here, and they did an ultrasound and something else, and next thing I know, I booked surgery, and that was it. Shut that thing out. Never wanted to experience that again. Ugh.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you what, she went in at 3 this morning, and they admitted her at 4, and then I got a phone call at 6:30, and she's like, I got to have surgery. I'm like, what? what did they find? And she told me what they found. I'm like, oh, it's a walk in the park. You'll be fine, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's easier said than done. I said, no, it's so evasive now. I said, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So the baby was brought up to her, so, you know.
Yeah. And the cut lines are so small. I mean, they're not even an inch big. They're like a half an inch. Seriously.
Yeah.
Really, really, really tiny. Yep.
Well, what she felt bad about, because the pains were so bad, I mean, she can't hold Jonathan when her stomach was acting up. You know, she would yell for me before, you know, you got to take him. Or she would get to me and hand him to me and say, I can't hold him, you know, and it's like, okay, I got it.
Yep, it all makes complete perfect sense. It's just I'm surprised they didn't figure it out earlier on, you know, but she'll be much better.
7 months to figure it out?
It's terrible, I know, because I mean, I know what that pain is like, and it is far from fun, and there's no comfort to it. The thing is that even with the gallstones and stuff, your gallbladder, when you get the gallstones, becomes infected. And, I mean, if you let it go on and on and on, I mean, there's cases of you having the beginning stages of gangrene inside your gallbladder from the stones.
Right.
And yeah, so it's a useless organ. It doesn't do much or nothing. So be it. It's gone, and she won't have no more pain. She'll be like a spring chicken running around all over again.
I was just so mad. I'm like, it took 7 months for them to figure this out.
Yeah.
Mad. Relieved, but mad, you know.
Yeah.
So,
where's Eunice? She's not here with us tonight, or is she here?
I don't know. She's not here yet. But how's the little guy? You see what, third surgery in 3 weeks?
No. They just changed it today. They called Megan, and something came up with the surgeons, and now it's going to be July 30th. And she's like, do you realize I'm in the hospital right now and I have to go through surgery myself?
Yep, she'll be all healed up by then. She'll be fine. Because it only takes like about a week to recoup from that, if that.
Well,
it's
a worst-case scenario, 3 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
Because she can't lift, and she's like, I'm going to need your help with the baby. I'm like, well, duh.
A poor kid, man. Ever since she's gotten pregnant and everything, she's just had, like, one thing after another.
I know. I don't know how long she'll have to be in for, you know.
It's usually the day of surgery, you go in, you usually go home the next day. It's usually 1.5 to 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in on a Monday. I was home by Tuesday morning, just overnight. That was
right.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Whose phone's beeping?
Huh?
Not mine.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
I got something for you guys to listen to. This was sent to me, and it was on, it's called Rock My Monkey TV.
Oh,
and,
God.
Yeah, no. I'm going to let the guy tell you who it is and listen to this, but there's lots of discussion about the band's involvement with both The Devil's Ride, joining Sons of Anarchy, and they also make it clear which show they're bigger fans of. So enjoy this. I'll be back.
Okay.
Can you hear that okay?
TV. We got a guy who I haven't spoken to in a couple decades. Last time I spoke to you, you were in a sad, pathetic little mobile trailer. Nobody had heard of a band called Biohazard, and you were just starting out. Long time no talk. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It seems like a recurring theme. When every time I'm in a brand new band, I have to do an interview with you, you know. So here we are, you know, 20 years later, and Attica 7 is born. And today was actually our third show as a band.
Third show as a band. So now you guys have not been following up for the whole time.
No, we were not. Uproar has many different bands that are on the whole tour. Some bands are on one show. Some bands are on 10 shows. So we're on about 8 shows on the tour. And today is our third show. So.
Okay. So now, since this is only your third show, I would assume then that you're going to, after this is over, you're going to hop on another tour. So when's the next time we're going to be able to see you in the Northwest?
Well, honestly, we're discussing our tour plans right now. Besides, we got a lot of people in Europe that want us to come over. Our first, when we get back from Uproar, we're doing a week of shows in California. And then our plan is to actually return to the Northwest because we've just played in front of so many people here. We want to see who we can bring in and make fans, you know. So, you know, we're really passionate about our music and, I mean, this band is an interesting editorial story. I mean, the song started with Rusty in prison, you know, writing songs in a desperate moment when he might not even ever get out. And here we are now, you know, signing autographs and selling our CDs at a beautiful outdoor festival, playing music for all these great people. And it's really exciting, man. It's, you know, the whole process. So we'll definitely be back up here in the coming months, for sure.
All right, so now when you play, when you were up on stage, it inspired me to ask one question. You said Seattle, but do you know what city you're actually in?
Auburn.
Very good. That's actually, when these big package tours hit this venue, that's actually the hardest question. So, Evan Seinfeld, one of the smarter guys in rock and roll.
Not just smart, you know. We're a grassroots band, and we actually, one of my good friends, let me give him a shout out. My friend John Flynn loaned me his tour bus, and we're actually driving the bus ourselves. So I know where we are because Rusty was driving the bus, and I was 4G navigating. So I know exactly where the fuck we are.
And just so that all these other bands have like fancy tour managers, and you got to go through this person and. To set up the interview, this was the tour manager. So, you know, this is how grassroots.
Just text me. We're here.
We're here. All right. So, now, as you said, a lot of the things that have to do with Attica 7 are surrounding your guitar player, Rusty. So, before you grab him and maybe trade places with him a little, do you have any final words for, before that, Biohazard. Are you guys on good terms? Are you friends? Is there going to be a tour with Attica 7 and Biohazard?
You know, I don't know. I don't think Biohazard has any U.S. touring plans. And, you know, we put out the newest Biohazard album that we did. We put it out in Europe. And it's not going to be coming out here, I don't think. So I doubt there would ever be a tour with Biohazard and Attica. And on bad terms, I mean, I wrote so much of that music. It's such a big part of my life. And for me, it was just really time to move on and do something new. You know, bring a fresh, exciting energy into my life. And it's been so good for me to rebirth, you know?
So there's no animosity as far as you're concerned?
No, I don't have any problem with those guys.
I love it when that kind of thing can happen and there's no drama.
You know what, man? Life, there are so much bigger things in life, you know? And, like, I mean, like, if you're doing something for yourself, you know, you want to... You know, sometimes you have a job or a career or a marriage, and sometimes you outgrow it. You know what I mean? And if the other person wants to hate you for that, that's their problem. You know, I have much bigger problems in my life than worrying about which guy from which band said this about that. I mean, there's a lot of, you see a lot of that, but I try to rise above those kind of things. You know, I don't want to let somebody bring me down into that negativity. But Let me grab Rusty for you. You can tell me.
Final words to the fans of Biohazard and Attica 7.
Okay, well.
Or Spider Jones.
If you're a fan of Biohazard, thank you for following me for all these years. 25 years to be exact. If you're a fan of Attica 7 or you've never heard of Attica 7, check us out at Attica7.com, A-T-T-I-K-A. I imagine you'll be running it under here at this point.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And look for us on our music from the new season of Sons of Anarchy. And we're going to be around, man. So it's a new thing and it's really exciting. And thanks for being part of it with us.
Okay. Now, with that, there's a little bit of spat going between Kurt Sutter and the people behind the other show, the one done by the wrestling guy. And Rusty was on it recently.
What, the Devil's Ride?
The Devil's Ride. Do you know anything about it, and how do you feel about it?
You know what? I try to ABC my way out of other people's business. Man, you know, I think a lot of people put their egos into, you know, this or that. I mean, Devil's Ride is a reality show that's not really real because it's on TV. And Sons of Anarchy is an incredible show. It's a drama. I don't think they have any competition with each other, but, you know, it is. People all want to have, you know, exclusivity over the ownership. I mean, Rusty, he just sounds dramatic, you know. That's what's up, you know.
So in other words, you'd be on either show and you'd watch either show, no problem.
Well, I was actually on Devil's Ride when Rusty Attica 7 performed on Devil's Ride. And our music is also on Sons of Anarchy, so I guess I technically am on both shows. But I would love to be an actor on Sons of Anarchy. Kurt, if you're watching this, check me out, bro.
All right. Coming up, we got Rusty from Attica 7. And this is the guy who you may have never heard of him, but this is the guy that all the Attica 7 stuff is kind of surrounding him and his time in prison. Rusty, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. This is Rock My Monkey TV. Hey, and
right.
Now, I got to say, first off, I haven't felt this tiny in a long time.
That's okay. I'll get my buddy Porkchop over here. He's about 450. He'll make you feel real small. He makes me feel small.
All right. So, first off, how long were you in prison?
I was up here in Oregon for a few years. I was in Texas, altogether a little under 7.
Okay. So, now, do you mind or can you get into what the accusations were that got you there?
Yeah, I basically was convicted of conspiracy to distribute ephedrine, which is a listed chemical, and I actually pled guilty to it because I wouldn't cooperate. I figured, what the hell, just do the time, get it over with, you know what I mean?
Okay. Now, there's some things, by the way, when you're doing this, we're in an uproar, so there's a lot of noise in the background, so feel free to eat the mic and speak loudly. Now, I've read some stuff online, and I figure the best way, when you read stuff online, you get the source. Correct me when the source that I read is wrong. Are you currently a member of Hell's Angels?
I will respond to that. Yes, I am. Been a member for around 18 years, and I don't discuss club politics or any club policy, but I can tell you that. Yes.
Okay. All right. And throughout the interview, I think it's awesome. They're doing signings, so we're actually doing this at their signing booth. So that's Rusty signing something for a fan. Now, you also recently were on, I keep blanking on the name of the show, the Sons of Anarchy reality show.
Well, it's the Devil's Ride.
The Devil's Ride, yeah.
3 appearances on that, and this year I got picked up by Sons of Anarchy. I love that show. I just love it. I'm working currently with it. I flew in here to do these dates on tour. Then I have to leave before the Phoenix show and the Albuquerque show to go back and film some more. Then I'll fly in. I'll do those 2 shows. Then I fly back, and I do another episode when I fly back.
All right, so for those keeping record, this is now the third member of the Sons of Anarchy cast that we have interviewed. We've interviewed our buddy Michael, or as you guys know him, Chucky, the guy with a little bit of a habit, and who the actor actually is a great...
He's a cool guy. He's a regular guy. He's not like that in real life.
He's about as opposite from the character as you can get. So
just normal, really good guy.
Yeah. And, of course, our good guy, Tarzan Zarnecki on Big Bang Theory, but he played... He's actually a member of the his character's a member of the bike gang now. Chris.
Oh, Chris, great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Tree. Yeah, I love Chris, man. I work with him all the time now. Yeah.
And also on one of the Nickelodeon shows, Wizards of Waverly Place, I believe.
For Chris?
Yes.
I haven't seen that one.
I tried to watch it. I had to search fast forward through his part. Yeah, I was like, okay, there's Chris again.
Actually up right now. I know he went up to Canada to do some kind of appearance up there. While I'm doing this, I'm not doing the tour thing. He's doing that, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll be back next week doing the other thing, you know.
Cool, cool. All right. Now you've done The Devil's Ride. I'm going to try and remember that. The name of that I keep forgetting. And you're now on Sons of Anarchy.
I start on episode 9. We're not even done filming the whole, even though it's out and started already, we're still doing it. We have some more episodes to do.
Okay. And now there is a little bit of a spat between Kurt Sutter and the guy, I blanked his name, but the wrestling guy that did Devil's Ride.
Oh, you're talking about Sandman. Sandman from Devil's Ride?
No, the producer behind the Devil's Ride.
Oh, Jason Hervey.
There was a guy that helped create it that was doing wrestling in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, Bishop.
There we go, Eric Bischoff, yeah.
Eric Bischoff and Jason Hervey are partners in the production company, and that was a bunch of bullshit.
You don't think the tip is real?
Hey, man, when I heard about that, I got a call from some guys on Suns about it, and it really pissed me off. So I called over there, and I said, that's it, it's over. Cancel all the interviews. I want to see this thing done now. And that was it.
Yeah.
Friends of mine. You know what I mean? We're not doing that. That's publicity stuff that I don't want to see happening at the expense of my friends.
So,
and Kurt Sutter's a really good friend of mine, and Charlie's a friend of mine and those guys, and that's all bullshit. It doesn't need to be happening. So they stopped. They said, okay.
Drama over.
Over.
Awesome.
There, man.
Awesome, awesome. Now, now there is part of the controversy is a lot of the fans of both shows, there's always this kind of feud between, you know, when two things are kind of similar, is the discussion of whether or not the Devil's Ride is a one percenter group, and whether that, how much do you think the one percenter tag, how much do you think that legitimizes an MC, and how much of it do you think is, like the feud, utter bullshit?
Well, first of all, that club on Devil's Ride is not a 1% club.
Yes.
They're a new club that's probably 4 or 5 years old, and they're not even a real club as far as I know anymore. But there's no comparison to them in 1%ers. I got to say that they did a great job on editing to take what they had to work with and make it into a show that actually got picked up for a second season. But at the same time, there were some things that were kind of borrowed, if you want to say, from Sons, and which weren't cool things to do. And they know what I'm talking about, and I'm not working with that one anymore because of a few of those things.
Okay, all right. So it's all about Sons of Anarchy, and I got to say I'm a huge fan. Love the show. How much? Do you see your stint on Sons of Anarchy? The other things you got going. Do you see it ever getting in the way of the band? And is Attica 7 going to be like absolute tour dogs, or are you guys going to, like, you know, how's that going to work out in balance?
Actually, we're real strategic about our bookings. We could be out all the time, but there's a lot of shows that we don't need to do. We came here. This is a good show. This is a good tour, and we're glad to be here. But there's a lot of other tours that we pass on, and it's not going to interfere because we're not those kind of guys that just have to live on the road in a tour bus. You know, I'd rather be home, actually. You know, I like doing the spot dates, festivals, short tours, or tours that matter. And for me, the Sons is a priority. And the band will always be there, and my bandmates are all with me on that. They understand that it's very important to be on time and do shooting schedules when I'm there, you know. So.
Now, you guys have a really great lineup. You got Evan from Biohazard. You got Scott, who I've been a fan of for a long time. He had some solo stuff that was great. He had Caius. Who was in charge of putting this lineup together?
Me and Evan. it started out with me. I wrote most of the stuff in prison. Me and Evan got together a year ago, put our heads together. We're both really good business-minded people, and we started really working real hard, got the album done together, and then we went out and we found Scott, we found Zach, and we found Tommy, and we auditioned them, and those guys came in and nailed it. You know, there was no get up to speed like overnight rehearsal stuff. These guys nailed it the first time around. They're awesome musicians. We're lucky to have. We're so happy. We've got the best team ever. Right.
And as you're saying, we're doing this. Okay. All right. We're going to be tying this up. He's signing another thing for another fan.
Okay.
Two posters. Because the fans are always the first priority. And of course, if it wasn't for the fans, nobody would even care about this interview. So. Got to make sure you take care of the fans. So now, how'd you get a hold of Scott? Because, I mean, he's known for playing a different kind of music than you guys play now.
He listened to our album, and he was blown away. And
he contacted you.
Yeah, and he loved it. He came in, and we were doing bass player auditions that night. We had guys flying in from the East Coast, up north, 10-hour drives, flights, and everything. He came in and just smoked it. And the other guys, when they saw him coming in with his equipment, they were kind of like, oh, no, I didn't know he was coming.
It's done.
Yeah.
All right, now final words. Evan says you need to tie it up. So do you have any final words for the fans of Sons of Anarchy and the fans of Atticus Evan?
I love all of you. I'm telling you, we really, really appreciate all you people coming out here, man. This has been the greatest tour right now with Rockstar, man. And thank you very much. I'm telling you, we are really, really just, you know, our heart's into this, and we really appreciate everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, how long have you been playing guitar?
I actually started when I was 9, but I got into motorcycles when I was 19. I learned to read and write music, so I had a lot of structure at an early age. By the time I was 15, I was doing all that. And so I kept it with me, and when I went into prison, I had a lot of time alone and in isolation sometimes, and I really took advantage of it, and I got re-inspired to start playing again. I don't even know what happened, but I'm telling you, it was like lightning hit me, man. All of a sudden, I just wanted to play and write music, and it was like it started flowing. I wrote 32 songs while I was inside, and I would guess that probably 95% of our album is the stuff I wrote in there.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much, sir.
Thank you.
It's been awesome, and I hope you...
Okay.
Wow. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, I think there's a New York caller on hold.
Is she on Skype?
I'm not sure because she just texted me and she was bitching about how long this interview is going to last for.
Who's 011?
There's a Bermuda caller on hold.
There
is.
Oh, what's going on?
Good evening.
Oh, I'm gonna
hi everyone.
In like 5 days, Bermuda's about to explode.
I cannot wait. Don't explode it. We'll fall in the fucking ocean for crying out loud. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
All right, hold on, ladies. Hold on, ladies.
All right.
Seven one six.
Jocelyn, say hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's my daughter. So yeah, I'm gonna have you know that my daughter was bitching at me through text messages while you were playing the interview. How long is this interview? Who's involved with the interview? What do they do? What is this all about?
I wasn't bitching.
Okay, look, I'm gonna mute you two so you can argue.
Oh, no.
All right, hold on a second.
All right.
Is that you, Eunice? Baby.
That's me.
It's Eunice.
Yes.
Hi, Eunice.
How's your trip? I know. Hi, guys. How are you?
Eunice, I'd like to introduce you to my friend, Carolyn. She's calling
Carolyn.
She She's calling from Bermuda.
Oh, hi. Can
how
I come
doing?
Too?
You can.
Oh, great.
And my daughter, who's calling from New York.
How do you do? Hi. You got a great mother there, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't say much, but when she does say it.
Pain in the ass.
She's very
yeah. See, there's somebody telling you, Jocelyn, listen to your mother. She's a wise woman.
Oh, boy.
Please.
Well, how
away
are you again?
Back away from the pipe.
How was your weekend?
Good. How was yours?
Well, I spent it in the hospital.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Thursday night, remember I got off the show early?
Yeah.
Right.
Or about 2 o'clock in the morning, I found myself on the floor.
Oh, my
I
God.
I must have got up to go to the ladies' room, and I passed out. Cut
well,
my arm up, and I fell on my right knee. Thank God I didn't break anything, but I got a black and blue mark from the back of the knee all the way up to the hip. And the doctor said to me, thank God, lady, he says, your age, you should have had a broken hip, but your bones were strong. Well, I'll tell you, I wish I had a break because this here is so painful. Do I sound like I'm on drugs?
No.
No.
But I'm off.
Yes, I think you
yes.
do. I think you're like mellow and.
Oh yeah, right. Just feel like.
Yeah.
Right now, I
feel
pretty good.
I feel
good.
Like you need to send something my way. Thank you.
So I just, you know, it's really hurt a lot, and
oh.
and I'm really not complaining, but I am. But I'll tell you, I was up all night last night. The pain was so excruciating. The doctor says, the bone doctor naturally said I bruised myself. He says it would have been better if you had fractured or broke it. He says because the bruising is where I bruised myself all inside. When I went down on the knee, the shock just went right up to the hip, you know. So. So again, now what I've got to do is I got to put up a bed rail because I really can't take a chance in falling out again.
Well,
I went to the doctor Friday, and it's my main valve that's given us trouble, but it's moderate, what they call moderate, and I never realized it, but the valves are only 80% effective, not 100%. So, I got to be checked in 6 more months because he won't do the surgery right now. So, again, he added some pills. I feel like I'm a factory, you know. But that's good news because I really didn't want to go through any surgery because they cut you right from the middle of your throat all the way down to get in to do surgery. And it is the main artery, so. We'll just see what happens. Just go on, you know.
Just stay one day at a time, you
know. Yep, that's what I got to do. That's what I got to do. So I haven't even been on the computer or anything, you know. I wait for the 4 hours to go up to take my pill. No, I don't. I'm kidding you. But I do. I mean, I'm way up there. You know, way, way up there. I wonder, does marijuana do that too?
Oh, it does.
Well, I'm asking you.
All the way up and all the way back down again.
That's a loaded question with the panel of people sitting on board tonight, Eunice.
Well, I'm just saying, I did it once. I don't know if I ever told you
do
that.
Do you get the munchies after your pill starts wearing off?
No, I get
and, like,
pain.
You giggle a lot and have great
yeah.
sex?
Oh,
no,
my God.
I did,
you can't have
I did
sex.
That once
oh,
on
okay.
Thanksgiving, and I went to the refrigerator. They said I had a coat hanger smile. I went to that refrigerator, and I couldn't tell you what I went to it for.
Oh, my God.
Forgot I had a turkey in the oven. And I says, okay, I'll never do that again. Because I really didn't enjoy it, you know. I did stupid things. It wasn't a little cigarette. It had to be a half inch wide, you know.
Yeah.
So I says, that's all right. But,
hey, did Phil fall off somewhere? Where is he?
I'm here.
Oh,
it's
awful quiet.
Yeah, so now I got to put a bed rail up, girls.
When you guys go?
I got to put a bed rail up, you know,
rail. They sell some that just slide under the mattress.
Yeah, that's what they tell me, so that's just what I'm going to get, because I really can't take a chance, you know. And why I pass out is because the valve, the blood's going to the valve, you know, to the heart all right. It's just not coming out all right, you know. It's takes a long time. And my oxygen drops. That's what happens.
Wow.
And I pass out. So.
That's a scary feeling, no?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It really is. Because apparently what happened, because I only remember hitting the floor, you know. That's the only thing I remember. And I must have sat up on the side of the bed and then just passed out. So,
you're lucky you didn't crack open your head.
I know. You should see my arm.
Ooh.
My arm is, I cut it. I just hit the end table, my left arm, you know. So, and I was bleeding out. I couldn't even find where the blood was. It was all over the place.
Wow.
So, but that's about it for me. And like I said, I'm talking stupid, so I'm not going to stay on the phone.
No.
You're fine.
No. But I talked to Hermes this weekend, you know, so he's supposed to have dinner with Peter this week, or lunch with Peter. No. But I was supposed to go to that Indian powwow. Remember I told you I was going?
Yeah.
Couldn't go. I hurt too bad I couldn't go. No. Well. My husband said he's going to have to get a playpen for me. You know. So what's up, Philip?
None.
Please.
Nothing.
Hello. Nothing?
Yeah, I'm here. I said nothing. I'm just relaxing. I let you guys all catch up.
Now, I wanted to know if, Lee, why don't you give Phil a rundown of our itinerary for the first couple of days we are on the island?
Oh, God.
Fine. Spring it on, the world, what we're going
to
be doing.
What I wanted to do was, as soon as I picked you up, because there is a hotel about a half a mile away from the airport that we all hang around the pool and the beach that they have. But you said you wanted to come to my apartment. So we'll come here and we'll do each other's nails and shave each other and all that stuff. Kidding.
And what? Shave each other?
Yeah, I'm playing. I'm fucking playing. You better come shave, dude, because I was at the beach last weekend and some woman, I don't know who the fuck let her out. She came with like a beaver in between her fucking legs. I'm like, whoa, lady. Whack that shit. So, but yeah, it was great. I think she was a tourist. But Oh, I had a good laugh. We were all fucking laughing. But, yeah, I wanted to do that. But we're going to go see a place called Crystal Caves. I'm going to take you to a festival on the waterfront called Harbor Nights.
Nice. I like festivals because I get very festive.
And it happens every Wednesday in the summer.
Nice.
Probably for like 3 or 4 months, 3 months. And I'm going to take you on a booze cruise where you fucking drink till you drop, until you vomit all the shit over.
Oh.
And it's held by Bacardi. And because the Bacardi headquarters is in Bermuda, so, you know, all the fucking good shit is here.
Okay.
And we're going to go to a place called Snorkel Park, which is in Dockyard, and that's another attraction where you have, like, a barbecue and a limbo fucking set. Nobody fucking limbos on the island, only in Dockyard, I guess. And and we're going to be hungover, like, fucking 50% of the time. Well, I am anyways, because I'm on vacation the entire
you
fucking
and
week.
You and Nancy, because I don't drink.
I know, but that's okay. You can watch us, and hey, I hope you know how to drive, because you got to drive on the other side of the road.
On the side of the road.
Fucking hell. And the roads are really narrow, and I thought about you, too, because I'm, like, really fast, and the roads are real fucking narrow. And you are going to shit your pants, or whoever sits in the front with me is going to shit their pants, because I get so close to the fucking walls. Watch.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's going to be great.
Now, what about the flying cockroaches? Are they going to be
around? Oh, my God, the flying roaches. You are going to... I call them fucking deltas now because... did I ever tell you? I think I mentioned that the last time I called in. Like, I have a joke with my son because wherever it's dark, they'll linger on the walls and shit like that. So when I come down my hill to my drive, they're on my wall outside. So...
Uh-huh.
Ty and I are, like, always looking, and we're calling it fucking, like, Delta for, like, Delta Airlines because they're fucking huge. He's Mom, there's no Deltas on the wall.
God.
But they are huge, dude, and you do not want one of those things flying on you because, wow.
Now do you have lizards and stuff roaming around?
We have lizards and toads and all kinds of shit.
Oh, you're going to see me having fun with you.
No, nothing poisonous.
Give her a hammer when she gets there.
Please. No, I love them. I love them. Everybody freaks out over them. So, but they're harmless, dude. You could, like, they could bite on your finger and you could, like, twirl them back and forth and get them dizzy and shit.
What? Are you talking
as they're hanging on your fucking finger. They don't have teeth. They're like frogs, too. And you know what? If you kill all the fucking lizards and frogs, we're going to have so many fucking roaches and ants and any you know, all the bugs that they eat.
So do you have little lizard houses in the backyard? Like we got
no, dude. We don't have fucking lizard pads. No, not yet. Not yet.
Oh, my God. I don't think Bermuda's going to be ready for all of this. I just...
Oh, they are so not. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I am going to fucking party like a fucking rock star.
Hey,
my God.
What's the jail like down there, just in case?
Well, you're in luck, because they just built a new one. It's like 3 months old, so they closed down the shithole, the other shithole, and they fucking just revamped everything. So we'll be all right. We'll be in luxury, Bermudian luxury. And we'll have fucking KFC for dinner if it's during the weekend. Because that's the only fucking franchise that's fucking down here is KF fucking C. Anyways, we won't go into any reason why, but yeah, anyway.
No, yeah. Oh, my God.
But no, yeah, it's funny. Though.
You know something? We're going to have to bring changes of clothes wherever we go because we're laughing so hard. Somebody's fucking bring depends.
We'll just hook up freaking depends. And don't call me Flea, motherfucker. I will kick your ass. Don't fucking people be like, Flea, what the fuck, Flea? Don't fuck, oh, God, don't give motherfucking
Dude,
people
you
ammo.
Always, wait a minute, you will always be.
I thought about that watching the business. I'm like, if this motherfucker comes down here and gets these people calling me fucking flea, I'm going to kick her ass.
You know so, I'm going to.
I know. I know. I know. That's the scary thing. So, but yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, everyone, to be dominating the thing. I'll shut up right now. Okay.
Hey, let me bring in, hold on. We got a caller on Skype. I'll get to you in a minute. 661, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Phil? This is Jay Rex, man.
What's up, Jay?
Good, bro.
I don't know. Are you listening to this Bermuda thing? I think we need to go to Bermuda.
Yeah, but it sounds pretty awesome, man. All the spiders and thrown up, man. Epic.
So what's going on, man? Give me an update. A bunch of guys wanted me to friend them today, and I did. And so if you guys get anything going on, you want to post it, make sure I get an email, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to get ready. You prepared. With all that stuff for you. Where would you want us to email it to you, Philip?
You can get my... I'll send it to you on your page.
Awesome. Thanks, bro. Yeah,
so,
glad
everybody, hold on a second. This is a friend of mine. It's J-Rex. He used to be Etika 7's lead singer, but he's out doing his own thing right now. So give everybody a little synopsis and tell them about your band.
Cool. Founded Etika 7 with Rusty Coons, and now in a new project that I founded with my buddy Hutch, and it's called Mouthful of War. We've got a full member, Sham Busy, and right now we're rocking as a three-piece, but we're going to be getting someone to come in and play guitar so that I can just sing. And basically we trained in the mountain and wrote a brand new record. And for about 8 months we were in the mountains. It was really, really cool. 126 acre ranch. With
nice.
The history too, actually, it was a place, I guess, where the Manson family had hung out for a while, and a bunch of other stuff. They're doing also a film location. Really cool spot. It was a trip, man, like living like mountain men off of like real, like running like stream water, like piped
uh-huh.
into the house. It was cool. So now we're moving back into the city, and been handling business over at Rockstar Studios and
uh-huh.
getting things recorded now, so it's going pretty good.
Mouthful
of War.
Good. Make sure somebody sends me an MP3.
Cool.
And I put the email address in there for you already.
Awesome. Thanks, bro.
Okay.
So I know you're about the Facebook copyrights and stuff. What's that about, Phil?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I noticed your post about the Facebook and copyrights and stuff, and I was just wondering, say, here you elaborate.
Copy and paste it. If you don't, they can, whatever's on your page, they can use. But
yeah,
because
I mean, that's
they,
kind of what they're doing anyways, right?
Not yet. Some of it, but not yet. But if you don't put that up, you're going to get your open season.
Yeah, I kind of thought we were already at one of their statistics in that way. You know, anyhow, but I guess that not being the case is pretty cool, and that, I like that post.
Uh-huh.
You have to put that up.
Let me... Okay, I just got your Fight the World tease. So let me spin this real quick. You want to tell everybody how you came up with this one?
Sure. This is Mouthful War. Basically a view of the world, semi-political. And this is just a clip teaser, but it's actually not quite complete. These are just some scratch folks and all the floss isn't quite there yet. We've got a few tricks up our sleeve, but this can give everybody an idea what Mouthful of War is going to be about. Fight the world.
Okay. Here we go. Get it done.
Cool. Yeah, you like that, bro?
You get that done, send it to me, and I'll put that in the rotation.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, so that's a sample of what we've been doing. Just some really couple of cool things. I won't say anything about some of the things that aren't quite in the mix yet. I'll leave them as a surprise, but. Kind of we're we got some motion going and it will be soon.
Okay, good. I just put all your links up to the video and to your website.
Awesome, thank you, bro.
And then like I said, just send me everything that you want and make sure I get some of the music and. You're welcome to call back at any time, brother.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, man. You've
been doing some riding?
Yeah, I got a full dance card this weekend. I start out in Oceanside in the morning, and then I got to go up to Long Beach, Pico Rivera. Then I have to swing over to Rosemead, and on the way back, I'm going to go to Westminster, and then all the way down to National City, and then back up north to... Rainbow, and then home after that.
Awesome. That's going to be a good ride.
Yeah. It gets crazy.
Huh?
It gets crazy sometimes.
Always. Yeah,
but,
I just got my scooter back on the road again, so... Feeling pretty good, man.
Good. Yeah, there's nothing a full tank of gas won't cure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Little bugs in your teeth there if you...
Nah, I've been sporting a full face. It keeps the cops guessing because we're all riding the same thing down here, so they don't know who's who.
Yeah, that's pretty smart. Full faces are good. I like hearing the motor, I guess, you know.
Try a full face. You'll hear the motor. You'll hear everything. I know how it works. I know what, when I hear a noise, I know what part it's coming from or whatever, but pretty well in tune into that.
Yeah, it just feels like, at least for me, it feels like I have a huge bucket on my head or something. Yeah.
Nah, I do it when they tell me, hey, take it off so you can see your face. You already know who I am. Then
yeah.
The fun starts. Yeah, then the fun starts. But other than that, I mean, I got emails and somebody sent me a text about calling into the show, and it wasn't you, but is that person around? Did they want to talk or?
But maybe next time we'll call in and be everybody will be ready.
Yeah, next Tuesday it'd be fine.
Cool.
Okay.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for the right. invite.
You're welcome. We'll, anytime.
Go. Talk soon.
Okay. Bye bye. So, Nora, so how's the
yes.
weather now? Going? Are you going to try and get to the parade Friday for the Hawks or what?
Oh, yeah, okay. It's hot. It's muggy. We got more severe weather coming, so I predict more storm damage to my house. I can't get enough of it. It's
really?
Not going away anytime soon. Yeah, we're supposed to get more tonight like we did yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I was just looking at the radar over there by, like, Indiana, Michigan area and towards you.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting nailed with, like, some
yeah.
storms. Crazy.
It's every day. I've never seen it this intense. I mean, yesterday they closed the airport by me, and it's very rare that they close the airport for a storm.
At Midway, they don't want to land in the lake.
Oh, yeah, okay. Or on Cicero Avenue.
Well, look at that. Remember when that Southwest thing went through the fence and killed that little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody around here will ever forget that one.
Yeah.
You know, that was sad. You know, but, I mean, come on, you're right. I've driven past that airport, and no way in hell can you miss an airplane sliding off the runway. I'm sorry. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem like the parents were too concerned about their son at the moment when it happened.
They misjudged it. That's what happened.
When was this?
Yep. Oh, this was a couple of years ago.
And what, the plane?
I'm right by the small airport in Illinois, you know, up by Chicago.
Yeah.
And
wait.
We had a really bad snowstorm. And the runways were icy and everything. And, well, we were always told, you know, they got the ice off, everything's safe, planes are fine to land. A plane from Southwest Airlines went to land, skid off the runway, and there's a fence that comes around on one side of the airport. It's a small airport, and usually a lot of people like to come through there because it's less congestion than our big international airport, okay?
Right.
So the plane slid off the runway, went through the fence. Well, you got a main artery road right there, you know, and it slid right onto the main road. And his vehicle, well, several of them, but one had a small child that died. The parents were injured, but not anything life-threatening, you know. It was just sad. It was just a sad story.
I take my...
I've never seen it.
I take my... As a matter of fact, a lot of Bermudians do because the airport is so accessible and it's the only one on the island. But we take our kids right up to the fence and watch the planes because it's, like, so fascinating, you know.
Right.
Well, to us it is. But, I mean, I take my son there often. So he can see the planes and, you know. But, yeah,
see,
that's
pretty
sad.
You can do that, too, at this airport. Yeah.
You see, the only airport I grew up around was Logan, and we couldn't touch Logan. I mean, you can't just stand on fucking Logan. They fucking shoot your ass.
Hey, TF Green and Cranston was small, man, and I can remember, like, you know, my father a couple of times taking us to see the planes take off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean,
isn't
Green
Isn't Logan the one? Oh, I'm sorry.
Logan's in Boston and Green is in Providence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought, wasn't Logan back in the 70s or something the one that had that huge heist, or was that in New York?
Logan was the one where all the planes took off from 9/11.
Yeah, you're talking about the plane went off the runway and into the harbor. Is that what you're talking about, Nora?
Yeah.
I think that was New York.
The Hudson River?
Yeah, I think it was New York.
Yeah,
that took off and slid right into the water, yeah. But
yeah,
it
was New York. Sad. If I ever get on a plane and it crashes or whatever, it loses power, I hope Ace Boy's piloting, because...
Ace Boy is piloting.
Yeah, because knowing my luck, I'll fucking hit the ocean and still live and be eaten by fucking sharks, so...
Yeah, what's up with that? Are we only going to be able to go out in the water to our kneecaps? Because you got some
hell
great white...
Hell no, dude. No, we're good. You are good. We have tiger sharks. I mean, you really have to worry about. You don't have to worry about the great whites. They eat the tiger sharks.
They're beyond the reefs.
They're beyond the reefs, dude. I go to the beach every weekend. So, I'm going to the beach tomorrow, actually.
Because that's all I need.
So, if I don't survive tomorrow, then you shouldn't go to the beach. But, yeah, no, we're pretty safe. I mean, you know, people, like, litter our fucking beaches. And our beaches are littered with people daily. And, you know, the last sighting was that... was the great white, which came from your fucking way. Thank you. Take that shit that way.
Dude, we've been getting for the last I'd say 5 to 7 years now, we've been getting great whites coming up Massachusetts coastline, like through Cape Cod area, et cetera. But that's because of the seals in the water too. The water's warming up, but we've got a large seal population here, and they just, you know, the great whites straggle along in the warm water, and they get up here, and they're eating lunch.
The only thing they could munch on were kids, because that's the only thing that we have close fucking to us, the size of a seal. But we don't have seals here at all. So, I mean, not even in the fucking aquarium or the zoo. But
you got a zoo? Wow.
Yeah, we have a fucking zoo. Like, it's pathetic. It's crazy. It's like, God. It's crazy, dude. I'll show it to you one day when you come down. I don't think you'd want to see it because it's, like, really pathetic. But anyways, compared to what you guys have up there.
So what is the nightlife like down there?
Oh, I like the nightlife, and I like to boogie. We are so going to have a good time, guys. Oh, my God, you don't know. The nightlife is incredible. That's all I'm saying. And you're only here one Friday night, which really sucks ass. Because Friday nights are the best in Bermuda. Fuck Saturdays. You don't have to worry about Saturday. But Friday night, everybody knocks off at 5. Like, fucking everybody. Like, there's no traffic going home on Fridays.
Wow.
And we're going to go to that. We're going to hit every... Your Friday night, you're not going to be able to walk fucking anymore.
I'll be walking. You guys won't be walking. I'll be walking.
It's good.
Just fine.
Oh, right. Nancy and I will be fucking swinging and swinging.
I'll tell you what, if one of you speaks on me, there's going to be a problem.
Hell to the no. I don't even want to think about that. But we're going to hit a lot of places. But Friday nights are the best.
Now, what about
best?
What about the men? Are the men
My God. The men are fucking, God. I can't explain it. I'm getting
are
so
you gonna
excited.
Are you going to sneak any in your suitcase and bring them back?
I'm telling you, if Stacy can bring an extra suitcase and, you know, put motherfuckers in there, then come the more the merrier. As it is now, we're going to sleep like fucking Cambodians in the bedroom.
You know what?
My bedroom is the only one.
All three of us keep piloting. We're going to be spooning. You know what?
I don't give a shit, dude. I will do anything for a fucking 60-degree room. Fuck that shit. I don't want any kind of heat. Ugh, God.
Oh, my God. We're gonna be, like, silly.
Lord. We're gonna be like fucking high school kids.
Yep, partying all night, sleeping all day. It's going to be great.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, there's a roach outside my door. Is there any way I could send you a picture?
Hey, take a picture and send it to Phil.
I'm going to take it on my phone. I am going to fucking well send you a picture. Oh, and I'm going to – maybe I should spray fucking Delta on the side of it.
Oh, There you go. Drop that picture right on Phil's Facebook page.
I was about to say, I'm going to put it on his Facebook page.
Yeah, put it on the Facebook page. Phil, you
get your fucking, get your rate out, because, you know, this thing, you're going to have to spray this thing dead.
How big is it? Measure it.
It's fucking, I ain't measuring it. What are you, fucking crazy? You couldn't pay me to go
off. People around the world want to know how big this cockroach is.
Well, it wouldn't be satisfying if you had sex with it. It ain't that fucking big. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but
hey.
All
right, so I'm
going to
take
American
a picture of it.
Food.
My dog's barking. If my dog sees it, he will fucking, like, freak right out. He will kill it.
Speaking of Waldo the doggy, what are you going to be doing with him?
Oh, my God. What do you want me to do with him?
You said he's an attack dog. Any dog attacks me, there's going to be problems.
Dude, if he attacks you, you can kick him. He's a fucking ankle biter. He's
fine.
He'll
come back and bite my ankle.
No, he won't. After one kick, he'll be fine.
Hey, wait. Don't be kicking a dog down there. Dogs have more rights than people.
I won't kick him. Stacy will.
No, I ain't kicking the dog.
Oh, my God. Did I explode? I'm so sorry.
You're going to jump by the cockroach.
Oh, my God, it flew. I'm sorry, guys. I just hate those fucking things. They're crazy. Sorry.
Oh, my God, live on the air. Please get back by cockroach.
And I'm telling you, my neighbor must be like, what the fuck? This bitch is crazy. You gotta see Teresa, Stacy. Teresa is fucking like mental with them. I got a like picture, but it's really.
Oh my God.
Motherfucker flew when I had him in focus, but I got somewhat of a good one. Okay.
Hey, what's
Phil?
Hey,
you're going on your Facebook page.
I promised Phil, like I told you, we'd call him Tuesday night from the island.
Yes.
And I
and
I will give you all an in-depth, up close and personal thing about the cockroaches, because I'll be down there and looking at the
God, this thing is fucking crazy.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yeah, it's going to
be
fun.
Hey, are we gonna be driving around on scooters and shit, or like we chilling in your car?
Not, dude. I don't do scooters.
Okay. Because I know that they don't have motorcycles on the island. All they have is scooters,
you
right?
Can rent a scooter if you want.
No.
I'm not like confident. I will like kill myself and go off a fucking cliff. It won't happen. No. So I know you're confident, Stacy. You can go on a bike.
Hey, how long is the island?
22 miles long and
5 miles wide.
I think it's 5 miles, either 5 or 10 miles. I'm not sure wide. It's
wow.
Like fucking pathetic. Yeah, it's small. It sucks. That's why everybody just drinks.
Mm-mm-mm. So do they make good drinks down there or watered-down drinks? What do they make?
It depends on where you go.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Are you going to the better places or what?
I'm going to all kinds of fucking places.
Mm-mm-mm.
So
what do the people down there go from one bar to another, or do they all have their own typical crowds that stay there or what?
Well, there's the front of town, which we're going to stay on, stay in and on. And then there's the back of fucking town, which is like, you know, like fucking hardcore shit. So
okay.
I don't think I'll take you there because I'll probably get fucking killed.
Yeah, but our tempers together would be even worse. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I wouldn't dare go down there, no. Yeah. So I can't tell you how much I'm looking for you. Do you know that you are the first, you and Nancy are the first friend that I've had, I've had Stacy desperate to see her, but she only spent a day with me, and we didn't get to party. So I am going to fucking party. I've told my boss, please don't fucking call me, even though I'm sure he will. He's like, are you going to be on island? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Why are you asking me this question? So
While you guys were yakking, I just got just got a message that my shirts are done. And Martin says he's on hold, but I don't see it. Hang up and call back, Martin, because you're not there right now. Let me reload this. But I just got a call from the embroiderer, so Bill and my shirts are done.
So what do they look like?
They're black.
What shirt?
The shirts we're going to wear to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, let me see here real quick. Let me get the... So that thing was huge, but I didn't see it come. I didn't see it come up on the page yet. Hey, who's got the honker for on their phone?
Not
no.
me.
Oh, honker.
Got the wah wah on their phone.
Not
me. Hello. It's me.
It's you. Okay, when I
ask
about that,
nobody
answers.
My daughter's been texting me. I said,
the what?
What? I said, my daughter's been texting me. What?
Okay, good. How's she doing?
She's just nervous, you know?
Yeah. Okay, hang on. Let me try this real quick. Did we get this gentleman on the phone?
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Hello, it's Martin.
Hey, Martin, it's Philip.
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
Not much, man. We're having a little trouble with the white van. But other than that, we're
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
right,
So I was just telling these guys when I got your text that I got a phone call at the same time that the embroidery's done on Bill and mine shirts. I'll pick them up tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you guys ready to go to Rosarito?
Absolutely. So everybody that doesn't know, this is Martin. He goes by El Jefe. It's his 9th annual Rosarito early weekend, basically. So I'll give it to you, Martin. You tell everybody what's going on.
All right. Well, on July 13th, we're going to be doing a Rosarito run across the border, escorted ride there and back by the federal police. Been doing this for 9 years. Never had any problems, knock on wood. I go over and beyond and make sure all of you, my participants, have a great time. And make sure you come back for next year. And so far, this ride's been getting bigger and bigger every year. We have about...
You know the white-haired gentleman with the little beard that you picked to be one of the MCs, you know, the both of us?
Oh, yeah.
He has,
is he excited?
He has the habit of talking women out of their clothes.
Oh, wow. So maybe, actually, that's a good thing then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys ought to do a good show.
Yeah. But other than that, so all the destinations are from up north, or basically from all over. I just looked, since I've been posting this since last year with the pictures, 23,000 people have looked at this thing over the last year.
Wow.
So I also put on there that if they contact you, to let you know that they saw it here. So I know the last time we talked, you said some people were telling you that.
Yeah, they were. Like I said, I mean, everybody saw my post for my wife today, but, you know, I really want to thank everybody. Everybody's networking, you know, everybody that just, you know, just backing us up 110% and making this run a successful one for all these years, you know, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So if you haven't gone, go to the website. It's called Rolling Deep, the number 4, charities.com. And you can see pictures from past year's events.
Yeah. From experience, I'm going to tell you, it's like Vegas. Kind of like Vegas, but it just takes off. Once everything gets rolling, everybody gets relaxed. Everybody calms down from the ride. It takes off.
Yeah. You know, it's a beautiful sight when you're rolling a 3 mile long ride with all you can see is a sea of bikes. So it's a good feeling. Everybody has a good time. Everybody respects each other. And we're all there for the same function, having a good time and just having a good cold one with your comrades.
Exactly. I mean, even Sunday, to me, Sunday was a lot better because of everything that went down. I mean, I've been down there for other runs before, but this one, it's like I said, this will be my regular one when we talk. Great place.
Yeah, on Sunday we do Saturday was, you know, we do a big hoopla, have a great ass, a good time, have a big party. And on Sunday, that's when we get down to the nitty gritty. We have an actual charity drop off. We have about over 150 bikes to stay behind. And we go to, escorted by federal police. And we go to the hills of Rosarito. And we all have it sponsored by the mayor of Rosarito. So we have canopies up there and we have the kids waiting for us and we just hand out toys and it's just a blessing.
Yeah. Let me tell you this, that I've seen Martin in action and this is, he makes sure that everybody's having a good time. And if you don't have a beer in your hand, they want to know why, or they'll just hand you one.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm glad you noticed that. You know, like I just want to make this ride and your ride, you know, a memorable one. So, like I said, if you go on to my rides, you'll definitely be back the following year because I take pride and I go of all my functions to make sure you guys are all okay.
Yeah, and I know you know, just like last year, you asked me if my room was okay, if everything was good, were we having a good time, and if you've at least seen the pictures, you know I was having a good time.
Well, yeah, you know, well, me, you know, you always have a good time. You know that goes.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know.
We got another, probably almost 3 weeks before this goes down. So I want you to, if it fits into your schedule, if you can call Thursday when the old guy's here, and for the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, and we'll just pump this out because I'm going to reload everything tonight for, it's up there every 3 days, 3 or 4 days apart, but I'm going to start doing it for every day.
Sounds good. We'll do that. I'll check in with you guys on Thursday, okay? You have a good night, Phil. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, and I'll see you Sunday.
We'll see you Sunday. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bye. That was my friend Martin, and this is Rosarito Beach Harley Run. And like you said, it's the ninth annual, and it's a good time when we go down there, trust me. So ladies, where are you at?
We're looking at these cockroaches. They're horrible.
Dude. Bring fucking rain.
Then cockroaches need a goddamn saddle.
I'm telling you, dude, you can probably fly one if you get fucking stoned enough.
Oh my god, I'm telling you.
You know, when I was stationed in the Philippines for a little while, we used to use those for target practice.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
That's a small one too, dude. That's fucking nothing.
I've seen some as big as a small mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, forget that. I'd be freaking out. Freaking's not even the word, man.
Anything I feel. Those are the worst things. Those things will fucking kill you, like from a heart attack. That's it. Fuck that shit, bite. I have to smoke outside at night. And it's like the entire time I'm fucking out there, I have fucking Tourette's because I'm like waiting for one of these fucking things to like fucking fly up on me or something. And they don't fucking care. They're stupid. They fly right on you, like your fucking hair, your head, anything. Jesus. It's going to be funny.
So that's
another reason why I will not, and I've told you this before, I will not fucking ride on a bike at night because, wow. One of those things hit me.
getting smacked in the forehead with one of those things, you'll leave a nice 2-inch welt in the middle of your forehead.
Jesus, buddy. Fuck the
welt.
The
only thing I want to say to Stacy and Jocelyn right now is, I told you my Hawks were going to win.
You know something? You can say that all day long, dude, because I'm like bandwagon.
Oh, hey, you know my Hawks won.
Hey.
What do you mean yours? I'm here too, you know.
Well, yeah, but.
I heard hockey.
What was that, Jocelyn?
Yeah, Jocelyn doesn't want to talk about hockey.
Okay, what do you want to talk about, Jocelyn?
I'm going to talk about baseball.
Wait a minute. Jocelyn's got the floor. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I just heard hockey. I got excited.
Oh, daughter of mine. You're still here with us, daughter of mine? I love you, baby girl.
Aww. I love you too, Mom.
Of course
you
do,
all I can say,
I'm the mother.
You know all I can say is smoke a little dope, lay in the sunny grass, and just watch those roaches go round and round and round.
Ew.
Yeah.
You know, daughter of mine, Flea put up some mad roaches. You got to see the pictures of these things. They're like supersonic-sized cockroaches.
I would rather not.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
You don't want to.
They're like something that you
I
can play in a booze
cruise. I want to go on a booze cruise.
Jocelyn, you are welcome to come on the booze cruise.
Oh, no, I don't want to party with my daughter. No, there are some lines I
won't party with your daughter.
Yeah, my daughter's one of those. My daughter's one of those criers, you know, pump a few glasses of wine into her and she gets
I'm
stuck on
crier.
Cookie.
I'm a laugher. I don't cry.
Yeah, no, you chill
it's
with legal. Your friends. No, you chill with your friends. That's just not normal. No, mothers and daughters do not chill
You're
and party together.
You're going to take me out this weekend, Mommy?
What?
You're not going to take me out this weekend?
No, because I'm getting ready to go to Bermuda. I'm a, no, your friends are taking you out. You're 21 years old, and you know what I say to you on your 21st birthday? Yo, happy birthday.
I know,
birthday.
She's
not going to
be 21 for 3 days.
Yeah, I'm just going to
exactly.
tell her.
3 days? I'm going to be 21 for a week.
Nah, you'll get over it real quick, your first good hangover.
Mom, you act like I never drank before.
No, Jocelyn, I can just almost guarantee you haven't gotten shit tanked the way I have, you know, once or twice in my life. Do you remember the limo ride and it took you guys an hour to get me upstairs?
I remember the group hug.
Group hug!
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And the...
No, please.
God.
It was
me
one
and
of
my pajamas.
Shush.
I've seen you out like that, you fucking
hey.
Nerd.
Hey, Flea, it went like this. We went out in the limo, right? And I didn't know what the fuck... Oh, sorry. I didn't know what coffee Patron was. And, like, they kept handing me shots of this stuff. And I'm thinking it's like coffee brandy. It's so good. I'm like... And I finally looked at the dude, and I'm like, what is this stuff? It's so good. He's like, it's coffee Patron. I said, Patron? I'm like, as in, like, Patron? And they're like, yeah, there's no other Patron. Oh, my God. Dude, that night, we went to the club... They were playing Godsmack on its huge big screen up at Mardi Gras in the Rock Room.
I was
headbanging, thrashing the whole freaking nine yards. The next day I woke up, hungover, sick, went to the emergency room. I gave myself whiplash, neck strain, muscle strain, and the doctor looked at me and he's like, how old are you? And I'm like, you know how old I am. Like, aren't you a little bit too old for the headbang and stuff? And I looked at him and I'm like, dude. He's like, all right. But they all had a good laugh at my expense. And I was in some serious pain. I couldn't move. It was terrible.
Shit.
Yeah, but I had fun. I did have fun. Well, but
you know, before you imbibe and you do all that crazy shit, you're supposed to stretch first.
Yeah.
Hey now, that's great advice, Phil. You fucking rock with that shit. You should fucking like put up a blog.
You're supposed to make sure you're limber first.
That is fucking great. You're absolutely right. You know what the fucking hell? Why haven't you ever spoken up before?
It depends on the two people. You can start it out with a a nice caress, a little baby oil.
Okay. Phil, be careful. It's been a long fucking road for me, Phil.
Jocelyn,
put your earbuds on.
Your earbuds? Stick your fingers in your ears.
I don't want to stick my fingers in my ears.
I'm a big girl.
Jesus Christ, she has a child for crying out loud. You think she got it playing with her fucking vibrator?
Wait, standard rule. I am very old fashioned. I do not discuss.
Oh, you're like okay. We should not talk this way to Jocelyn.
No, because, you know, the damage, I look at it like this, the damage has already been done. Maybe if I talked about it beforehand, you know, but no, absolutely not.
That is funny.
No, I don't talk about that stuff.
Earmuffs, Jocelyn. Now, put that shit on before you're grounded.
She used to get offended because, like, she was, like, 14, 15 in my car, and she'd be looking all like a pampered princess, and some little punk ass be staring her down, and I'd, like, literally get out of my car, and I'd be like, what are you looking at? I'm like, don't see in the fun, I see in the mama, you know? It was, like, freaking,
I'd be the same fucking way.
Yeah, man.
I'm like that way,
too. Dude, tell Phil what I told your first boyfriend sitting right at my kitchen table, very seriously.
I don't remember. My first boyfriend?
Justin. What I told Justin, sitting right at the kitchen table. I looked at him very seriously as I was finishing up my sofa. I put my fork and my knife down, and I looked at him, and I said, if you think about even knocking up my daughter, I said, I will stuff your balls down your throat. And I said, and then feed them to your parents. And he looked at me like, oh, my God, get me out of here. And I was dead serious, too, as I was nibbling on a piece of bread. I must have looked psychotic. But, yeah, I did, man. When it comes to my daughter, look out, man. I will hurt somebody. And that's it.
I remember getting dropped off at high school every day and you yelling out of the window, I love you.
Aww.
Let me enlighten you guys. Wherever my kids go, somebody always knows me, and they know they're my kids.
Yeah.
And I could go anywhere, and I'll meet someone I know. And my kids are like, you know everybody everywhere. Yeah. Just remember that the next time you think about doing something stupid. Because I'll hear about it.
Yep, my daughter used to say that too. She's like, we can't even travel out of the state without you not running into somebody you know. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, it just is one of them things. But now I was pretty strict. I was pretty strict with Jocelyn, but she thought she was a smart ass, you know. I'd have
a bottle of water in the vodka bottle.
Yep, they would water down my like if I had a bottle of vodka or whatever, they would drink half of it and put water in it and then throw it in the freezer. Now mind you, alcohol don't freeze. So when the alcohol bottle is a solid block of ice, you just kind of look at it like, gee, I wonder how this happened. You know, she thought she was a smartass. You know, and the thing is that some of her girlfriends and my niece gave her up on a couple of things that I didn't know about, and of course she didn't share about, like them stealing my wine coolers and hiding them down cellar, and they did all kinds of listen
between
to
the wall.
Yeah. They hid them in between this little passage between the wall and the paneling in the basement so I wouldn't see that they stole wine coolers. I can't. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When I was a kid growing up on the west side of Chicago, Laura can attest to this. Most of the parks are anywhere from 6 blocks long to four to six blocks wide. And they were loaded with trees and paths, bike paths. They had a football field, basketball courts, field house, all that stuff. Well, 3 blocks from the park that I used to hang out in at night were all the bars. And we knew on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays when all the deliveries came. And back then, they didn't have that bar in the front you got to pull that locks all the doors so you can't roll the door up and steal the beer. We used to hide the beer. Didn't go steal the ice to put the beer in. and we'd hang it in garbage bags up in the trees.
And we built all these
kind of tree houses. No, because the cops used to really fuck with us when I was a kid.
Okay.
And they all knew my dad because he was, I don't know if you guys know what a precinct captain is, but they all knew my dad. So anytime I got in trouble, they always took me home to my dad.
Oh,
or when we got in trouble, everybody used to say, hey, Phil, tell him who your dad is. Anyway, long story short, we're up in the tree. We all get fucked up. One guy falls out and lands on the hood of the squad car. The other guy falls out, lands on the roof on the light bar, breaks the light bar. I fall off and land on the trunk. I'm the only smart one that got up and started running.
Oh, my God.
But when I got home, my dad was waiting for me. I couldn't. You can't beat my bell with the radio.
That is funny.
Well, Mr. Phil, why don't you ask Flea how one steals a Christmas tree? Roots and all.
We didn't have roots, dude. I ain't that fucking strong.
No, but she went out to get a Christmas tree without a saw.
No, we had the saw. We had the saw. It was just taking too fucking long to saw the fuck down. So we fucking, I ran into
ran
it like a football player.
Yeah.
I tackled the fucking tree. It worked.
You ran
but
over
we had
the
a saw. It was just a, have you ever fucking sawed something? Or is it sawed? Is that the proper fucking English?
Yes.
Well, A, that shit is fucking crazy. I don't know how fucking lumberjacks they do it with fucking saws and all. Nobody uses a fucking what do you call it? What do you? Is it a saw?
Yeah, it's a saw.
Okay, they use an electrical saw. Whatever. Right.
The best thing was the time you were in your sister's Chevy Chevette, and we were down at friggin' Stafford Pond, and
yeah.
you know what?
I had a Chevy Chevette with a 350 in it.
No,
Jesus.
This didn't have 350 in it. But
this one had like a fucking 25 in it.
We was bugging her sister. Let me drive. Come on, let me, like, you know, put it reverse, pull it back. So her sister's boyfriend finally said, okay, you know. So she's supposed to reverse out of the parking spot, and instead she has it in drive. And it's just like something you saw out of the cartoons, man. She went forward so fast, so hard, but there was a metal pole.
I remember that, yeah.
And she smashed that thing at about 40 miles per hour.
No, let me tell you the best story. The best story was when I was in the Chevy Chevette and I had this fascination with fucking gear shifts, right? Not anything like sexual or anything, but but I think it wasn't an automatic. It was a what do you call it? It was standard. Yes, standard.
Yep.
So Teresa had the breakup, right? And I fucking well took it down just to see, dude. And you remember my father used to have like a fucking jungle in his front yard. He was so into plants and trees and shit. And he had just planted this fucking tree right in front of the driveway, right? And we were on a hill. And when I fucking put the emergency brake down, the fucking tree the car went forward, and I cleared the fucking tree, right? Because it was a baby tree, and he had just paid all this money for it, and I knew I was going to get fucked up when he saw this, right? So I think I was stoned. I don't know what the fuck possessed me, but he was a painter. So I went down in the fucking garage and I got masking tape and I fucking taped the tree up. I taped the fucking tree up. I'll never forget it, right? And then I took brown tape and brown paint and painted the fucking stump. That's the story, motherfucker. And A, that shit lasted until it fucking rained like 3 or 4 weeks later. Anyway.
Well, you know, the best thing was when you had snuck out of your bedroom, met me, I picked you up, and then when you went home, your ladder was missing because your mother just...
Oh, the fucking bastard. And he probably nailed my window shut, too, that fucking night. He was infamous for that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, Yeah. That's craziness. And when your sister was out looking for you, and we were like, I was like, I don't know where she is, but you're on the floor and my truck's sitting right on the side of me. Nope, I don't know where she is.
Yeah, I remember those nights.
God.
Crazy shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now I feel old.
Yeah. So what happened, Eunice? Did you just wake up?
You talking to me?
Eunice.
Oh, Eunice.
Hey, I think she disappeared. I think she fell asleep.
No, didn't she say she was going to lie down or whatever?
I don't know. She's back now, but she ain't saying nothing, so maybe she's about back to sleep.
No, I didn't go to sleep.
Oh,
okay.
I had to take my medicine.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing my medicine right now as we speak.
Okay.
I'm drinking tea. Does that count
You're
for anything?
Drinking something, but I don't know if it's tea.
No, if it's tea, Eunice, I don't drink alcohol at all. I don't touch the stuff. Don't even mess with it. I used to, but now I can't, man. My system just, it doesn't handle it no more, and that's it. I don't mess with it.
I can't either. I just have to fall so I can get pain pills, and that's what I take.
Well, you know, once your bill gets passed, put Brownsburg on the right track and let them set that shit free, and vote for you to get your med card.
Oh, did I tell you I talked to him?
No, you didn't.
Friday, yeah, and he's got 6 meetings with the boards, so he's hoping to get it out this coming week. Not this week, but this coming week. On the floor, so that would be great. So, again, I'll have to go in a wheelchair, you know. So, Jesus Christ. But just keep our fingers crossed, you know. And we're off running. And
good.
There should be a good piece in the newspaper about it, you know. So. And I'm doing a baby sweater set for this girl that I know. Wait till you see it. Oh, it's so goddamn cute. I'm telling you. I'll put it on Facebook so you can see it when I'm done with it.
Okay.
So did your granddaughter outgrow the dress, or is she wearing it now?
Still wearing it.
The dress that I made her.
Yeah, she's still wearing it.
Oh, good.
It's a little hot for her right now, but... On cool days.
For what?
To wear that.
Oh, it's too hot, yeah.
A little hot for her to wear that.
Yeah. Well, just let me know how much she weighs, Phil. And what I'm going to try to do is make her this white sweater set. You know? It's really beautiful, so. But I got to find out, you know, about how much she weighs. So.
I will do that.
All right. All right. Huh? Thanks, hon. She doesn't need a blanket, but, you know, the sweater set she can always wear. But I'm going to make it big enough so she can wear it, you know, in a few months. And I promise you it won't take this that long.
Okay.
That's all I can do right now.
Yeah.
Well, girls, I am going to go to bed now, so...
I'm falling, too.
I'll say good night, and you continue having a good time, Stace. And your daughters. And don't make... I don't want you calling saying that you're in jail, and we got to get bail money for you now.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Well, just saying, you have to come to Bermuda to bail her out, so you're good.
I got an international bondsman. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Phil's got all the connections, Flea. Just contact him.
I will. Phil, forward me your number. You'll be our only call.
Yep, if something bad happens, just call him.
Yeah, and bring some fucking Taco Bell when you come, please.
Oh, so gross. No good for you. Oh, my God. I'm going to do some massive cooking at your house. You're going to sit back and put your feet up.
No, you're... Well, you can cook a couple times, but I'm going to cook, too.
Yeah, you're going to relax, girl. We're going to cater to you.
Oh, relax? Oh, my Lord. That's not in my vocabulary.
Hey, so wait, we're sitting around. We'll be painting our toenails, wearing mud masks, and
I'm
going to
relax
at
the beach. That's where I'm going to relax.
Yep, girly stuff. I can't.
Anyways, guys, it is 15 minutes to friggin'
Wait. I
want to
go back. You guys thought I wasn't paying attention a little while ago, but so you're going to trim the hedge before you leave, right?
Are you talking
to
me?
Are you
going to
fucking save the Chewbacca?
Is my daughter on the air, Phil? Are you saying that to me?
Yeah, I'm listening. I thought I heard that.
Oh, my God.
Flea caught it. Flea was the smart one. She caught it.
I caught that shit, motherfucker, because you didn't see what I fucking saw.
Let me tell you something.
You would have lost your fucking breakfast.
No, I heard what he said. I just tried to ignore it.
Dude, I'm telling you, it looked like I had to. She must have thought I was a fucking lesbian because all I did was like stare at her crotch. I'm like, yeah, I wanted to say, I'm so sorry. I'm not checking out your fucking package, lady, but what the fuck are you on? Hello? You don't fucking go to a fucking beach looking like you're fucking rat shit in your fucking pussy. I don't know. Sorry. That's bad. But I just couldn't fucking... I had to double take fucking... I don't know, man. It was just fucking crazy. I wish I could have taken a picture. I would have posted that shit. I really would have.
Cross feathers everywhere.
I'm telling you guys, it was... I thought it was dirt. I can't explain it, and I can't get it out of my mind. It was
It
was kind of like the time where I changed my sister's clit ring. No. She didn't change it. I fucking had to put it back in for her. And for the next fucking couple days, I was like, Teresa, no. Go to the fucking place. Hey, it was a holiday in Bermuda, so the piercing place was fucking closed, right? So she was in a bind, right? She's like, please, Carolyn, it's gonna close up, and I don't want to get it redone. Dude, all I saw was fucking pink for the next couple days. I was like, that is fucked up. How do fucking lesbians do it, dude? I just couldn't put my mouth on a fucking pussy. I couldn't even, like, I had to, like, I don't know. It was like visions of a fucking horror film for the next 3 or 4 days.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, when I say all I saw was pink, all I saw was pink for, like, it's crazy, dude. Crazy fucking shit, dude. Hey. That was fuck. Hey, and if anybody walked in and saw us, we're in the living room floor. You know, I'll never forget that. We're in the living room floor. My son's upstairs taking a shower, and she's like, yeah, do it now. I'm like, oh, fuck. All I need is for my son to come down, and we're on the fucking living room floor. She's spread fucking eagle, and I'm in her fucking clit trying to come down. That was fucking funny, dude. That was funny. People would have paid to see that shit.
And you heard it here first.
That's right. You heard that fucking shit here first. No, I will not do my sister for fucking money. No, that's not happening. Sorry, don't fucking ask.
Wait. So next week you're going to be taking pictures, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be taking pictures. Oh, we're still going to rub it in all over your Facebook page. How do you like that, Phil?
Wait a minute,
no,
Phil's Facebook page is to, like,
we'll,
5,000 people on it.
We'll take the cleavage shots of the bathing suits and all that stuff, right?
We will send crotch feathers galore.
Yeah, oh, boy. Stacy will send those because I'll be too busy fucking laughing.
Oh, my God.
I'll be busy laughing and asking her what
something.
The fuck.
Do the men down there wear banana hammocks?
You know what? The only fucking men that wear that shit are the tourists that come down here, the Europeans.
Okay.
They wear that shit, and we just sit back and fucking laugh and say, yeah,
okay, like we do here in the States. That's
oh,
cool.
Fuck, it's crazy. Yeah.
All
right.
Good night, girls.
All kinds of shit. Good night. Nice meeting
night,
you
yes.
or talking to you.
Yeah. Talk to you guys later.
Good night.
And
yes.
I want to see those pictures.
Oh,
there
we'll get them out then.
All right. Have a good time.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good night, Phil.
Good night. So.
Hello.
Yes. Let's get back to Jocelyn. I know you're seeing another side of your mother. You didn't know she was she but
she knew
quietly.
What?
Mom, make a Twitter.
What, Jocelyn?
Aww.
Make a Twitter.
I'm not understanding you. Slow down and talk normal.
Make a Twitter.
Make a Twitter? Twitter? No, sure. I don't Twitter.
Oh,
no.
You have to make a Twitter. Tyler Sagan has to tweet me for my birthday.
No, I'm not freaking Twitter twattering or whatever the hell that shit is. I ain't doing it.
You just have to do it for 3 days. You just have to harass Tyler Sagan.
No,
tweet me.
No. Every time I hear the word Twitter, I think Bieber and Backstreet Boys. And
I know,
don't go
right?
Bieber
and Backstreet Boys.
No, I ain't Twitter twattering. No, it's not
Listen,
happening.
Ma'am, don't fail me. Don't fail me. I have like 25 people who are
don't
working very diligently.
Wait a minute.
To make Tyler Sagan tweet me.
Jocelyn, don't fail you. It goes like this. This is about to be your epic fail. I'm not doing it.
No, you have to.
I don't have to do anything.
Fine, I'll make you one and tweet for you.
You have to get on the plane on Sunday.
Twitter on my name? What's the matter with you?
I'm going to make one for you, and then I'm going to go, I'm the best mom ever, and you need to tweet my daughter because she's the best daughter ever.
Yeah. Don't you even think about it.
Guilt trip.
Well, that is fun.
Guilt trip.
Okay, on that note, I'm out.
Do you Twitter, Flea?
I have a Twitter account, but I have not Twittered my Twitter in a long time. So
I
Facebook it.
Well, you got to Twitter your Twitter to Tyler Sagan and tell him.
I Twitter the Twitter
Jocelyn,
another way, but not through fucking Twitter.
Jocelyn.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Don't pull my chain, Jocelyn. It's not good. Your mother's going to be upset with me later, so I'm just going to shut the fuck up and go to bed before I go to work and fire everybody tomorrow, okay? So I love you all. It's just been a fucking pleasure. I'm so excited.
Hey,
I'm going to fucking hang up and play with myself. What?
I'll see you Sunday morning.
I know. I'm so excited. Yay. I'm so fucking
excited.
Hey,
wait. You got to send a video.
What
video?
Kind of video? Which one? Where, when, why?
If you're going to tweet your Twitter, send a video.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
that is for my dog to see only, because my dog, like, as I'm making noises, comes up to me and, like, fucking switches his head, like, what the fuck is up with this bitch?
On that note, this is a song I want you to put on the video.
This
song. Talk to everybody.
God, good night.
Good night. See you guys later.
Bye.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My